the book Hebrews, part 285. I'm Professor Hannes Redinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Victoria, Montana, also an international. Just meaning we're just using a name to identify ourselves. It's not a registered name. We don't have a business number. It's not registered. It's a name that I just took to be identified with. Because we are not Yahvist, we're not sacred name people, we're not Hebrew name people. We are not living according to the 613 laws of Moses and circumcision and Sabbaths and all the feasts. That's all he does, is to identify us as Bible students, word students, internationally. Hallelujah. Should you require any information about any of my books which I've written, I haven't written the Restoration of the Original Sacred Name Bible. It's available. You can't find it in no bookshop in the world. Not even on Gumtree or any place in the world. You can't find it. You can contact me. I have a couple available. Plus 27, international code for our website in South Africa. 0722-367-124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you are so very welcome. Hallelujah. I urge you to go to part one. Start from the beginning, because you missed out on quite a bit of information. It's very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the studies that we currently are busy with, as well as our TikTok messages. Please send this link to your friends and family and everyone that matters to you, that you love. Share it with them. Make sure you at least have a 1611 King James Bible pen and notepad ready. If you have the Restoration of the Original Sacred Name Bible, you can use that as well. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. What a privilege. Especially in the last four mornings, Yahvah has just turned us away from the original scripture that we're busy with here, dealing with us personally in different matters. And that is what I said, I think it was on Tuesday or Wednesday, let us just flow with the Ruach. If the Ruach leads us, Ruach HaKodesh leads us in a certain way, let's go there. Why? Because Yahvah, through the Ruach HaKodesh, needs to speak to somebody. Maybe to find your place in the body of Yahvah our Elohim, Yahushua. He's the head of the body, we are the body of Yahushua. He says, Hebrews 11 verse 9, by faith he shall join in the land of promises, as in a strange country. Now Abram believed the promise. He never saw the land. He never saw the country. He believed in a promise. So this verse, this first line of the verse, doesn't make an accurate statement. By faith he so journeyed in the land of promise. He didn't journey in the land of promise. He journeyed towards the land of promise. There must be towards. Because this is a thing the atheists use. They say the Bible is contradicting itself, its line. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country. He hasn't been near the land of promise. Jacob, Abram, Isaac, Jacob, and then Israel, 430 years in bondage under the Egyptians. It's impossible. They journeyed unto. They lived towards a promise. And this is what happens in our own lives as Yahvist. We are not there yet. We are functioning, journeying towards, living in it as if it is. We dwell in heavenly places. We are not there, but as if it is, we take possession of the spiritual realm through the Ruach and the blood of Yahushua, as if we have conquered it. We can't. We are nothing. We need the power of the blood of Yahushua. We need to function in the redemption blood of Yahushua. We are living towards a promised land. We haven't been changed and been thrown away. The Jehovah Witnesses, they believe they're just going to stay here on this same earth. I don't want to stay here. There's nothing here for me. We have been called as sons, kings, and priests. Sons, kings, and priests. We are now as sons, kings, and priests performing certain duties in the kingmanship of Yahweh El Elohim, in the name of Yahushua, where we pray for the sick, we cast out devils, we preach the gospel of salvation, we rule as kings. We are not beggars. We are sons, we heirs. We perform duties as priests. Yahushua is the high priest. I'm the priest of my house, my household, where I need to lead my family in the revelation word. But there's a promise that we are going to live from this earth. We're going to be changed. We're going to be glorified into another body, a heavenly body, out of this flesh and blood, into an everlasting body, which we don't need to feed, which we don't need to drink. Although Revelation says, Revelation 22, we drink from the fountain of living waters. You must understand the scriptures there. That's why you must walk with me, study the word of the revelation of the book Revelation, because there's so much figurative speech in book of Daniel and the book of Revelation, which the Protestant churches and charismas up till today have never touched on in more than 600 years, or even the Catholics, never. We function in the revelation word. And that's why Yahweh has provided, the Father, provided for this supernatural gospel in the revelation word of Yahushua to be brought through the ages, through the dark ages. Even having a Bible written and printed in 1860 by Dr. Joseph Brian Rottenham, so that we today have a Bible. We didn't have this Bible with the revelation names in it. We had no foundation. But because there's a Bible, and because by history, world history, we know that in the dark ages occurred because of what has happened after Yahushua had died. After Yahushua sent his disciples all over the world. After they went just like ants, spreading the gospel over the world. And they didn't even have internet. Today I can sit here and minister in the studio. And this message can be sent out to millions around the world. And seconds after it's been launched, people all over the world can listen to it, can study it. I praise Yahweh for the age that we are living in. But we have the same courage and enthusiasm to take this gospel into the world And that's why time doesn't matter what time of the day or night it is. Sometimes in the mornings, early mornings, we are busy with recordings. We're busy with studies. I'm busy writing different books. We have the Bible College. Yafa's busy. People is coming to repentance. Souls are saved. The lost are found. It's not just founding the lost. We need to preach them the gospel of salvation. Preach to them the blood of Yahushua. The redemption in the blood of Yahushua. Hallelujah. We have a promise of a land that we're going to inherit. But we're not there yet. We're not home yet. We haven't made it yet. We are in the process of walking, I actually want to say running this journey, running towards our end goal destiny, which is everlasting life. But in the meantime, we live as if we can touch it, as if we can see it, as if we are there already, living in the revelation promises. Hallelujah. I'm so glad. If I've got to preach about every promise that Yahushua has left us in the revelation name, he said there's a name above every other name. That could have been Jesus. Jesus never existed until just more than 600 years. Jesus was just born the other day. The name Jesus. He could have been the one that was the Savior, which the angel told Mary and Joseph, Emmanuel, you must call him Yahushua. Emmanuel, he wasn't to be called Jesus. Jesus is a pagan god, man. The god Jesus was created in the 16th century by the Roman Catholic Church. You don't believe me? Go on AI. Go and see when the letter J was created. In the 16th century. I think it's 1624. 1524, excuse me. The letter J was created by the Catholics in the Hebrew and in the Greek. There was never a letter J. The angel said to Mary and Joseph, called him Yahushua. The tetragrammaton, yet, yot, hey, vav, hey, y, h, v, h. You can't pronounce it with the two A's. Yot, aleph, hey, vav, aleph, hey. Y, a, h, v, a, h. Yapha. And the Shua only means Redeemer and Savior. Hallelujah. Go and study what is your God's name. It's a study that we are busy with. Get yourself the book. What is your God's name? And discover the greatest revelation you will ever experience. And that's why the Dark Ages had to come into existence. Is to cramp down on the manuscripts, on the ancient Hebrew words. That's why you can't find a Torah today. You can't find a Torah, an original Torah today. People is reproducing the Torah by word. That's what they do. And that's why the Talmud Torah has occurred. 570 before Yahushua, when the nation of Israel were drawn in captivity under Babylon, King Nebuchadnezzar, for 70 years, they didn't have the Torah. There they created the Talmud Torah, the new Greek Torah. They created it. The Babylonian Torah. And that's why Yahushua said to the Pharisees and Sadducees, the Sanhedrin and the scribes, he says, you're like white tombstones from outside nicely, inside dead bones and worms. Why? Because they were not functioning in the Torah. Yahushua functioned in the original Torah. He brought the scripture to them. But they functioned in the Talmud Torah, the modern Greek. That time. They didn't function in the Hebrew. And that's why Jaffa foreseen for us in order after the Dark Age, the Roman Empire, the Roman Catholic Church, after they proceed in killing 150 million Yavist and Hebrew people that hold on and cling to the names of Jaffa, Yahshua, and the Ruach HaKodesh, creating different names, sun god. I don't want to go into that, but go to the study. What is your God's name? Go to the study and go do it. Study it. Start with verse 1, chapter 1, called the revelation of the book Revelation. We're going to carry through that for 2 years plus. It's so important that we get to what the scripture says, and not to what the Roman Catholic Church through the Protestantism and the charismatics taught us for many, many years. We need to get to the bottom of the scripture and discover what Yahweh, our Elohim, wants us to know. Now, we've journeyed through a lot of information in this week. I praise Yahweh for the Ruach HaKodesh and the blood of Yahshua. Let's use it this weekend. Let's go back, study this word. There's a lot of information. Make your own notes. And then if it's Father's will, we'll come back on Monday and we will continue with Hebrews 11 verse 9. Let's be full-blooded Yavist. And let's perform as the bride of Yahshua. Till Monday, if it's His will, Maranatha. Yahshua's coming back again. Hallelujah.